I greet you and wish you all a most blessed and happy Easter and Easter season. This great vigil begins and continues to its completion in light, in a very small way. The liturgy recapitulates the history of salvation. You read the long version of the creation of the universe by the inspired writer of the book of Genesis. Begins as a formless void. But the Spirit of God hovers over it and gives it shape, and God Himself creates perfection from nothing. And He says, "Let there be light." There was light. The light of Almighty God, the light of truth. No matter what we and our ancestors did to try and extinguish it, it could not be put out. And we celebrate on this night the triumph of light over darkness. Good over evil, truth over the lie. As we gaze upon the Paschal candle, as the chant identifies it as the light of Christ, so it truly is. Christ is the light. Christ is the one who dispels the darkness. On the first Easter that Pope Benedict XVI reigned as Pope, gave a beautiful sermon. Was brief, and I'll try to be brief as well. But as he extolled the goodness and the mercy of Almighty God, he comes to that focal point of all human history, the resurrection of Jesus, and he says, the resurrection proves to all man of all times and places that God lives. And how true that is. We celebrate that each year, but it is the fact of our lives of faith. God lives, and because of that, we have hope. Let us rejoice, let us be glad, most especially, let us be grateful.